Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the very first episode of the Choking Hazard podcast. The first things first, I need to introduce my two co-hosts. We have, first of all, a man who has been watching my channel since before I had maybe a couple of thousand subs. He's a true OG. He's famous for crazy donation sounds that we've had over the years, such as this one. Let's play this.
Where are the white women at?
It's a classic, and one of the most recent ones.
How's it going, guys? It's Mr. Boss for the win here, and in today's Grand Theft Auto 5, the fifth installation of Grand Theft Auto 5 online video,
we have, of course, Mr. RDT33.
Here I am.
There we go.
Everybody's ready. Oh, boy.
Everybody's ready. Here we go. Here we go.
Apple juice. Just apple juice. Everyone knows.
RDT
hype.
I
really want to see anyway.
We're good to go. Okay, so that is RDT down there. That's RDT. The RDT face reveal. This is technically an RDT face reveal, I guess you could say.
Yes, technically.
Yeah. There it is. There's the chat. And my other co-host, a lot of people have been asking for his face reveal as well, and we're going to get it in this podcast. He is the man behind the multi-class endurance championship shenanigans. He is an expert at making people think that he does all the work when really it's Blade Cruiser who does it all. It is, of course, your favorite other streamer besides me, Mr. Sugarfree Nos. There it is. There it is. Mr. Sugarfree Nos with the face reveal. This is it.
Like the shirt and the hat here? Good combination, I think.
There it is. There it is. Alabama frat boy.
And beautiful 60 FPS.
And the chat goes wild.
I've got to point out, right, okay, we've done the introductions now. There's the chat goes wild.
The chat has gone
I can
wild.
Chill now. I can chill. Wild. I was stressing about this first, like, 2 minutes of the podcast because I needed to get everything right. I needed to get the introductions right. I needed to make sure. I actually did choke. I messed up because I didn't have the window open. So RDT was like just frozen on the screen, and I had to do that quickly. But
that's fantastic.
Now that we're done with that, we can chill out a little. I can chill out a little bit anyway.
Yeah, I gotta say the butterflies—they were real in the starting seconds.
with that introduction, the introduction's giving you a bit of butterflies in the stomach.
A little bit, good. A little nervous.
That's a good introduction.
Lie.
You did a good job there. You did a very good job. I'll give you credit for that.
I just shout funny things.
Yeah, you're bad.
I thought I did okay. I thought up of the introductions and what I was going to say. Like I was shaving 20 minutes before we started the stream. And that was when I thought up of what I was doing when I was stood there in front of the mirror shaving. And I thought, oh, that I'll say something like that. And then I just ad-libbed it. But here we are.
I was wondering what you were shaving. Because, I mean, from what I know, you don't really grow.
This is how it's going to go for the rest of the time with the podcast. This is what we've got.
It's funny that you say that you were watching something while you were shaving, because I was rewatching something while I was shaving, and you know, it goes in with the face reveal. You know, a man, ooh, you know, I respect a lot. I respect
Southern
him a
gentleman.
Lot. He's been a big part of my life for 3 years. He said this when he did his face reveal. If there are any females in the area that want a piece of this, I'm right here.
Ooh. I did do that. We're gonna talk about the face reveals, right? We are gonna talk about that later on. I've got an idea of what we're gonna go through. Face reveals. That's gonna be a topic of today's podcast. It's gotta be. But I did say that during my face reveal. I'm well impressed that you've decided to say that. RDT does have an awesome background. He does. He's gonna like draw things on that, and it's gonna be different every week. And
every week it's gonna be different. I think I'm gonna add or something new. We'll find out how the chat does.
Yeah. All right. So the obviously this is the first episode. So it's I imagine that if this ever gets to being like if we ever do this for like a year. and we look back at the first episode, we're going to look back and think, oh my God, this is so cringy. It was all terrible. We don't have a clue what we were doing. So anybody who's watching this newly, who maybe watches or listens to podcasts, keep that in mind, that we don't know what we're doing. This is the first time doing this. But yeah, we had to just do it to get it done, because... I mean, how long has this been?
Just to get it done.
It's been a long time coming.
This thing has been postponed, like, 2 months.
Even before then, Noss has been bugging me about a podcast for... it seems like over a year now.
I think it's like three.
3 years, okay.
Well,
fair enough.
Earliest recording, when did you look back at your GTA 4 videos on stream? When did you do that?
Oh, God.
I think someone tweeted... like, that they saw me suggest the podcast in the chat.
Yeah, I did see that.
So that might be the earliest known
that probably is. I don't know when it was.
For a podcast. That's a nice window AC unit. Yeah, man, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
we should explain a little bit about the podcast and how it's come to be. Like, for anybody who is watching this and thinking, what on earth are these guys doing? You know, doing a podcast, like we have had 3 episodes of a podcast already, but it was kind of a preliminary podcast. It was called the What Are You Doing podcast because of my famous donation sound from the first episode of the 2015 Real Life Racing series when I raged at someone in real life. And it was kind of just, it was on off the cuff. It just happened. The first episode was when I did the Criminal Mastermind Challenge on Xbox, and we streamed it all day, just a full stream. It was Crazy Man and Calavera. I think, was it Malice in that as well?
And Blue Eye Malice. Yes.
And Noss came Malice in later on and declared that it was the first episode of the podcast. And I kind of started it. And then we had the second episode. That was during the heist. When I was doing the heist back-to-back to get money. That was second or the third episode?
No, that might have been the first one. The second one was when you did the Criminal Mastermind on Xbox One, and then the third one was most recent. I believe that's the way it went.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Now, I'm sure the Criminal Mastermind was the first one.
Was it?
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm pretty sure that was.
Might be right. All 3 of those podcasts are on the second channel. So for anyone watching this on YouTube, I'll leave the links to
them
in the description.
Those are gold, too.
But they are there. Pretty good. You might have to skip like 4 hours into the 7-hour-long video of the Criminal Mastermind to find it. But the second and the third episodes are definitely just as there as a whole. But that's kind of how it came to be, and that's what's led to this right now.
Do my dating site post. someone.
that's something that I should say. We at some point during this podcast, we're going to have to crowdfund RDT a new camera.
Yeah,
I mean it's this okay, it's acceptable, but we could do a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
So yeah, and since we've been talking about it for like a year to maybe longer, we've done these little things, and finally I've been badgered into it enough to do it, and we are here.
I've annoyed you enough that you finally just decided let's do it,
and we're gonna do it every Friday, and that's what the Friday streams are going to be. We're going to do like an hour and a half of the podcast, and then I'm going to do my usual non-GTA Friday stream where I just play different games and whatnot. But the podcast is going to be every Friday, and then it will get uploaded to YouTube every Monday. And then if people want the audio versions of it, we'll look
yeah, we can work that out. Yeah. Put it on iTunes or Spotify. Not Spotify. What am I thinking? SoundCloud. The other S word.
Yeah. So, we talked about that. The first episode is just going to be chilled out. You know, we're planning to bring in new segments as we go. It's going to be a typical Bruffy style thing where we don't really know what we're doing. We're just going to go into it as we go, figure out what works, what doesn't work, and each episode might be a little bit different. But Sweet Home Alabama is on Spotify. It is. But yeah, the idea with having the chat over there still is that this whole podcast is going to be very community oriented. I think
it's for you guys.
Yeah,
this is supposed to be entertaining. Hopefully it is.
Yeah, it's been one of those things that not only Nos, but everybody in the chat has been badgering me about when's the
everybody
podcast,
has
when's
wanted
the podcast,
it for a while.
And I never really wanted it to be just four people talking about various topics without any other input. I think that one of the best parts of my streams in general is the community that we have going on around here, and you guys who watch and type in the chat, and that's what makes my stream special, and hopefully that's what's going to make the podcast special as well. So we're going to keep the chat there during the streams, and we're going to hopefully have
we'll
a segment every
well.
Week. What?
That'll be a thing. We'll interact with it as well.
Yeah, we're going to interact with the chat. We're going to answer the chat. We're going to, you know, talk to the chat. Like I said, I'm going to ignore the subs and the donations. Whilst they happen, I'll come to them at the end of the stream, but that's just so I don't get like totally distracted when I'm talking about something else. But if we see anything, you know, I'll mention it. But yeah. And then we're planning to do sort of a Q&A, you know, question and answer type thing, and a segment where you guys can come into Discord and ask a question, and then we'll talk about it, something like that. We'll do that as a recurring thing every
week.
That's a plan.
Well,
from
next
week, onwards. Yeah, we're just, you know, doing an introductory one this episode, but and then also the guests. We're gonna aim to have a guest. So down there where the Choking Hazard podcast symbol is, we're aiming to have a guest there instead every single week. And it's not going to be, you know, typical podcast famous people. Maybe once or twice if someone wants to come on who you guys might know, who has more subscribers or whatever, then maybe we'll put them on. But in general, we kind of want to have you guys, you know, people from the community, mods, regulars, people who are just around and want to get in and chat. Well, that's what we're going with it, and it's going to be a very community-oriented podcast.
Yeah, because that's why it's on Friday, because that's when all the true Bruffy fans show up, so that's who it's for.
All the true Bruffy and Hoss.
That's why Friday is the perfect day.
That is it. Mm.
Speaking of the chat gets to make a choice. Hat or no hat? It's your choice. Come on,
free the curls.
To your heart's
I vote
content.
Free the curl. Hashtag free the curls.
Free the curls.
I quite like the hat. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how the chat goes with this.
You'll have to wear it every single podcast, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm that's why I don't want to keep it, is because I know that I'll have to.
Oh my god! Jesus.
Oh my god.
That is overwhelmingly positive for the hat.
Yeah, I think the people get what they want, I suppose.
Hat stays, Nos goes. It's like the chair.
just put the hat on the chair.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just gonna be Nos's hat.
Put it on upside
chair.
Down. I could put it on sideways. There you go. That
works.
Okay, I think the hat has to stay.
Yeah, the hat has to stay for the first episode, I guess. So
speaking of the chair, I was looking at other chairs at Insomnia.
I saw some explicit videos of you cheating on your chair.
That was controversial. There was an outcry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, people have got to realize it's got to happen at some point. I've had this chair ever since I started doing YouTube and Twitch. It's going to get to the end of its lifespan at some point.
It's an immortal being. They're not.
I disagree.
No,
my hat. My hat. Well, this hat is very old, but this chair that I'm in is like 5 years old, and it's fine. So I disagree.
Like, you're not gonna have to put the chair down like an old dog. It's
take
a
it
chair.
Out behind the barn.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but see, this is the thing. If I ever get a chair sponsor now, they're going to get so much hate. It's probably not worth it. That's why I don't have a chair sponsor, probably. They look at my channel and realize, oh my god, we are going to get so much hate if we sponsor this guy. We can't
just
do it.
Send the chair to me. I'm in a wicker chair right now. If anyone needs this setup, it's me.
Okay, so
I'm using crappy webcam on my laptop, sitting in a wicker chair. I've got a fish behind me. Come on.
So we're going to be crowdfunding not only the webcam, but the chair as well. And is that what's going to happen?
Maybe pay my rent too. I don't know. My student loans. That would be great.
The poor student.
Just that's it.
The poor student. I'm living in the damn trailer, you people. Come on. If anyone needs to be crowdfunded, it's me.
Here we go. Okay, let's wait until we're established a little bit before we start.
It doesn't work, RDT. It doesn't work. It's broken because, of course it is. Every trailer comes stock with a broken AC unit in the window.
No cold air for not.
No.
Oh,
it's
my
constantly
God,
90
chat.
Degrees.
Constant. The chat is on... I've never seen the chat on this much form. This is quite...
They are.
This is so good.
Of course they are.
What was I going to go on to?
Completely lost.
Oh yeah, the kind of things that we're going to be talking about on the podcast. Obviously GTA, yeah. Because we all play GTA. That's the central game that brought us all together and brought everybody.
Whether we think
watching
it's good or
together.
Bad.
Yeah, good and bad. Yeah, we'll rip GTA New One every time it does something stupid as well. But we're going to talk about GTA
cars.
Gaming in general. We'll talk about different games, things that we're playing, things that we like, and maybe any gaming news or controversies or anything like that. YouTube, Twitch, the platforms themselves, talk about that kind of stuff. Racing, maybe racing as
lots
a wider
stuff.
Topic.
Lots of stuff.
We've like I say, the community-oriented stuff as well. So it's going to be three guys talking, really. That's how you would...
Sometimes four.
Sometimes four.
Yeah, sometimes four.
Sometimes there might be a female.
More often than not, it'll probably be. There might be a female. You might get lucky one week.
Well, that's the only reason I'm doing Twitch is to find women.
All right, okay. You're trying to follow in my footsteps.
That's always been my goal.
So, we will more often than not have a guest. The requirement to have a face cam was always a requirement that I set out for the main hosts, so I made sure that Noss, who was a little bit not all about the face cam originally,
I don't like it, but if
you're going to be a host
so
on my podcast, you're going to have a face cam, but it's not a requirement for the guests. So
yeah.
Guests can come on and we can just put like a logo down there or something like that instead. Woo Jerry Show.
Showed up yesterday in our pre-stream.
He did.
But
did he?
I think he's off to see his girlfriend.
Attention.
Good old Jerry.
Screw Jerry. He's no fun anyway.
So yeah, let's talk about the face reveal. Now that we're here, this is it. ADT's face. I guess you're not really streaming as much, so you're not in the public eye as much.
Well, this is not a face reveal.
Your face reveal to the wider public, but how does it feel?
To the people that weren't looking for it.
Yeah, to the people
like
who've only heard your donation sounds. Now they've got a face to put to those sounds.
They've got a face to that ridiculous yelling.
And a fine haircut, if I do say so.
Yeah. I mean, I try my best. I look good. I sound good. I yell funny things. But ultimately, I'm bad. So, the face reveal thing wasn't such a big deal for me. Because, I mean, anybody that wanted to could find out who I am, because I'm not good at hiding any of my information. And probably find my credit card information. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, just in case.
So... Yeah, it wasn't a big thing for RDT then, but it was certainly a big thing for Sugarfree Noss. You've been streaming.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a big thing. It was just something I had to do.
But you've been streaming for a while now.
I've always said that I will add a cam when the content benefits from it, and this content benefits from it. Me playing dumb video games, I feel like it just takes up unnecessary space, in my opinion.
Okay. So you're not going to incorporate the face cam into your streams?
No. No,
right,
I have no intention to
do
that at all. Because I don't like it. I don't like face cams. That's not my thing. I mean, they don't take away, but in my opinion, they don't add anything. So,
all right, fair enough. But how did you feel about the whole face reveal? Was it a bit nervous, or was it were you just?
Not really. I don't care. It's just I have to do it. You know,
right.
I said 2 years ago that we do a podcast, I'll do a face reveal, and I'm a man of my word. So,
okay. Well, there we go. I mean. Yeah, someone said in the chat, I expected Noss to look completely different.
Yeah,
I said this
look,
yesterday.
I've been telling you people that I'm a baby-faced, slightly chubby white boy, and you people don't believe me. So look. Slightly chubby, baby-faced white boy.
We saw a sneak peek of this yesterday when we were obviously getting this all set up. And I said I was expecting, his avatar is always this John Marston, Red Dead Redemption character. I was expecting this rugged, buff,
I'm a poser. I'm a damn jabroni when it comes to cowboy stuff. I'm an absolute jabroni.
I was expecting three teeth total and a mullet.
No, how about my teeth?
So we, me and RDT were thinking the opposite ends of the spectrum, and the real thing was somewhere in between. I mean, that works. That works. So, I mean, speaking from my first reveal, I was quite nervous about it. I think a lot of people have probably gone back and seen the video now, the 10K Q&A, where the infamous face reveal happened. It took me 10K subs. It took me to get to 10K before I figured I would do a face reveal. But back then I was thinking, do you know what? If I want to do this even more, I'm going to have to show my face. So let's just do it. Let's make a vlog. As awkward as it's going to be, let's just get it out there. And
the helmet.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Believe me. I love you, but it was awkward.
It was so awkward. I mean, I'm glad I did it in a Q&A format. It would have. I think that was a stroke of genius, because it would have been so much more awkward if I just had to Rambo to a camera. But having questions that I could read out and then just ask, it helped. But the infamous line of, if there's any girls out there that want a piece of this,
if there are any females out there that want a piece of this,
and there ended up being
one, and oh, can you believe it? I'm never gonna live that one down. But it was nerve-wracking. It really was. I was very nervous when that video went up. And I doubt just about what people were going to think and what people were going to comment and what they were going to say. It's nerve-wracking when you're out in the public. I like that, I suppose.
Yeah.
A ton of
insults can be thrown your way, that's for sure.
That is
especially
true.
On Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
So.
Especially on YouTube.
Yeah, especially on YouTube, let me tell you.
Luckily, my whole audience across everything has always been nice. The vast majority have all been nice and mature people, and I've never really had a problem, so that's always nice, and it made it a lot easier. But my recommendation would always be, if you're going to be doing YouTube or specifically Twitch, and you want to, if eventually you want to have your face on, you just do it from the start, because when you've got five people watching you, getting your face out there and doing a face reveal to five people is a lot easier than doing it to 10,000. So just if you want your face, obviously Nos doesn't want to do streams with his face anyway, but if you do, just do it straight away. Don't hide.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
It's a lot easier that way.
Because people get used to it, you know, because you reveal it to like 10,000 people at once, you know, there's going to be some bad apples in there. But if people, you know, they get acclimated to your face, they get used to it, it'll be fine.
I mean, what if those five people just automatically stop watching you because of your face? Doing a face reveal to five people is a lot sadder as well. It might be easier.
I mean that
going
is
to class
true.
For the first time.
That is.
Well, I expect my viewership to drop because of my face. That's why I got the hat and the shirt.
Oh, no, that's going
to kind of equal
it
out.
The roof now, so
you do that on your streams now. It's going to be a crusade to get you to do face cam on every
face
stream.
Cam? Where's the face cam? Where's your face cam?
Yeah, you have your face cam on. You've done the face reveal now. Get the face cam on. What's this?
No. Because if I do a face cam, I got to get ready every day. I got to take care of myself. No.
That's true. Not necessarily a bad thing, though.
Look, I'm pretty lazy. It took a lot of effort to get into this hat, so.
Okay, fine. All right, so RDT brought up the new, let's say in exclamation marks, DLC, the new game mod for GTA that's coming out on Tuesday.
Tiny cars.
I wonder if that's got something to do with micro machines releasing very shortly. Either very shortly or it already has.
They're
I don't know.
Trying to ride the coattails.
Yeah, I've noticed Rockstar do that from time to time. When a game, like a big game or even just any kind of game releases, that they can make a game mod that's similar to. They tend to do that. They tend to bring that in around the same time. They're quite crafty. I think it's got something to do with I want to try Micro Machines because it's one of my favorite games. But I mean, it looks an interesting game mod in GTA, I suppose.
I mean, it's like what they try to do with Deadline. You know, you can do the top down in Deadline. Does anybody even do that? I don't know. I just don't see
how. I don't play adversary mode, so I don't know.
Yeah, a few times that I did play Deadline. They have the ability to do a top-down kind of like Tron, but it just takes away from it. I think racing is going to be a lot dirtier in this top-down. Yeah. I guess that's kind of the point.
Well, it seemed like they had the weapons available as well, which again goes into that micro machines thing. It's like Ruta 2000 with the rockets and whatnot.
With the machine guns and the rockets, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it remains to be seen whether you can hold B or circle and be able to get into the normal camera like you can with every other game mode.
I fully expect that to be an oversight.
It probably will be. But yeah, I agree with what the chat said. It might be difficult to control the cars. If you think about trying to control GTA cars, it's not as if it's simple 2D old school Micro Machines physics.
Yeah.
They're not the easiest to control if you're just throwing them into corners without any thought. So,
yeah, is it going to be a new mode, or is it going to be like you can pick non-contact GTA?
I'm almost certain it's
an adversary mode. Like,
and by default, I hate all of them. I've not played a single one that I've liked, so I stopped playing them. They're just boring.
I'm still salty over the fact that they included the sort of multi-class. Well, you can have different classes in one race in the adversary mode, and the relay racing. That would be so cool if you could have that. That was a good idea, and they stuck it in adversary mode, and it never gets played. Yeah. But I really hate adversary modes, and this is going to just be another adversary mode where you have to. You're all in the same car, probably. Runa 2000 or whatever. The settings are all set.
A week and then gone.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It seems like all the adversary modes are like that. Yeah.
A lot of people like that. Resurrection. I don't know why. Resurrection!
I've heard like some people do like that, but I don't do anything in GTA but race and free mode. That's it. So.
Yeah,
I don't have any opinions on any other game mode because I don't play them, because I don't like them.
Yeah, that's fair. Kind of where I've got to. Like, I don't really do much other stuff now in GTA.
We talked about this last time in the last episode of the What Are You Doing podcast. We talked about how we were right here, you know.
I guess the reason that they keep doing these adversary modes is because people still enjoy them, and maybe they are. Something that caters to the wider community.
They're probably easy.
Got a lot of stats revolving around it that show that people play it a lot, and that's why they keep pumping them out. But for us who sort of play it in detail and want new experiences all the time, I feel like the adversary modes certainly lack a little bit of depth. But it's the content creator. It's the content creator that keeps the game alive. In my opinion, and
absolutely.
Because you can't do anything with the adversary modes in content creator, you can't change the way that the game modes are. They have a bit of a not very long lasting lifespan.
I don't know. I just think they've run out of steam. They kind of run out of ideas. And like you said, I haven't noticed it until you said that they're just pumping out new modes that other games are doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's if they went to the forums or even on their own, you know, what we always say when we go to their website, we're trying to get them to take our ideas. They just need to listen to the community. Nobody wants these
adversaries. The problem is we're the vocal minority. No one races in GTA. I mean, GTA is for lols, not racing. Go play a real racing game. That's the opinion of the majority of the community. So we're the vocal minority. They don't care, and that's just how it's going to go. So
go play Gran Turismo.
Yeah, exactly.
I think also I've just thought about this. There's kind of a when we were playing GTA 4 on stream, like you realize how much better the lobby system is, and how much easier it was to find game modes and find races, and it was just all a lot simpler, and it was a hell of a lot better. But when we started playing GTA 5, me and Tony were playing and just said, this lobby system is terrible. This is ridiculous. Why don't they just copy what they did in GTA 4? It was so much better. I feel like now they're realizing the limitations of that whole system that they've put in. And that's why they're releasing these adversary modes, which are smaller numbers of people, things that everybody will search for like a month or so. People will be able to find games, and then they bring out a new adversary mode and everybody goes to that. Because one of the main problems that people always say is you can never find games, you can never find races, you can never find, you know, anything but stupid races that one person creates and loads up. And that's probably why they've done the stunt races and the premium races as well, because it funnels everybody into these game modes that then stops people from getting frustrated that they can't find other stuff with you know, populated lobbies and stuff. And I feel like that is a consequence of the terrible lobby system that they put in a 5. And now they're just sort of realizing that they have to keep doing this to be able to...
Yeah, I never thought of it like that, but I agree. I never even thought of that as a reason as to why everything just kind of works. But it could just go back to the fact that there's no lobby system, and it doesn't work like that. So
yeah, I agree with
it Nos. Goes back that far. I never thought
Nos is the other side.
Oh, no, wait, what?
Yeah.
I agree with Nos.
I didn't think about it until just then as well, so I literally just thought of that right now, but it makes sense. It does. I think some of the adversary mods are good, but in general they're not. I thought you were about to kiss the fish then.
I was thinking about it for sure, but okay, gentlemanly,
so me. I should probably...
Yeah, what's the next topic?
there are no more topics. We've done them all.
Oh, great.
We breezed through all the topics so quickly. Oh, we could talk about Twitch and their new subscriber things.
I wanted to talk about that next week when we have our guest next week. Remember who the guest is going to be?
Okay.
I wanted to save that until next week.
Oh, he's gone.
Plus, there might be more info about it next week as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. And they've rip RDT. Yep, he's back. Stream over. Yep, that's it. See you later, guys. Thanks for watching.
Really? His internet failed before mine. Are you serious?
No, he actually physically left.
Oh,
what?
Physically left.
What happened?
Oh. Nothing. You left.
Where'd you go?
I had to get another apple juice.
Oh, apple juice, of course. I should get some apple juice for these streams, I feel. The last episode of the What Are You Doing podcast... I had apple juice and it was a good time.
The funny thing is, when you say apple juice, you mean actual apple juice.
I did not mean apple juice.
Look at how triggered he is. Look at him over there. Look at how triggered he is.
This is the thing that when we do this, I can see both of them, but they can't see me. So. That's just how we have to do it, because OBS takes my camera.
I just know he's over there in that direction. Yeah, RDT is kind of down there.
I don't know where anybody is, apparently. I thought Nos
RDT,
was over there.
I guess
there,
I'd be up there from there. You. So yeah. You could, like, you know, do some kind of dumb whatever look up at me.
Are you dabbing right now, Nos?
No,
you,
absolutely not.
Come on,
I'm too white.
Throw one down. Throw down
too,
a dab right
no, I'm too white. I'm too white. I'm too white. I'm too white.
You would get wrecked. I would actually get wrecked by apple juice if what happens when I eat regular apples is anything to go by. Apple juice would destroy me. This week's track showcase. Okay, so I was ill. I was going to do it on Wednesday, obviously, as the track showcase meant to be. But I was ill after insomnia. And as always,
you go outside. Yeah, it seems like every time you go outside, you get sick. So.
It's allergic to oxygen. That's
it. It's unbelievable. It's annoying. But yeah, the that will be next week. I've just moved everything back a week, basically. So anyone got anything they want to talk about on this first episode? This is what I was saying about the first episode being a little bit, you know, a bit just...
Once we have a guest
through.
To kind of bounce off of, and, you know, the guest... is in a particular realm or a topic, when you just kind of talk about that and drag that out, like for next week, you know, the subject will be Twitch, you know, that's the idea.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, this week we're kind of at a loss.
Yeah, this week we're just getting it all set up for the sake of getting it done. People want
to
talk about
it. We had to get this first one out.
We had to. It's been so long.
Yeah.
And it's been delayed a further month and then a month again, and It just had to be done. It had to get out there, regardless of how terrible it is to watch, or how bad we do. We just had to get it out there.
It's going great.
No, I'm not saying it's going bad. I'm just saying the thought process behind it was, even if it was terrible, we just had to get it done. Okay, talk about I-60. All right, there will be a vlog. There will be a vlog for I-60 going up on Wednesday. But okay, what do you want to know about I-60? I mean, you know.
Dive into a topic that only involves one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
So have fun.
That doesn't help.
I'm glad you were at I-60, Bruffy. A lot of fun for us.
Well, you guys are in the U.S. This is the thing. I've got, like, my co-hosts are from the U.S., so, you know, we can get an across the pond. I was actually thinking about this. We've got, like, an across the pond perspective of things, and one's West Coast, one's East Coast. Is that right? Oh, no.
No.
One's East Coast and one's middle.
Look, I'm before any coast, I'm in the Bible Belt. All right, that's where we're at.
That's true.
This is the Bible Belt.
All right, okay.
It's down in Moonshine Country.
Yeah.
Shooting across my apartment. That's what country I'm in. That's
so we've got that like duality, but then we've also got the fact that like my primary platform for GTA is PS4. This guy's is PC. And this guy's is Xbox One. So we got all bases covered in that respect as well.
There's only one correct base, but we do have them all covered.
Shut up with your PC master race scumbaggery. That's going to be a... I tell you what, I can see this
game. Are we going to talk about it?
This is going to be a recurring thing throughout the podcast where Nosso says something PC master racing and I'll go on a big rant every now and then and I'll get annoyed, I'll get pissed off. It's going to happen. There's going to be at least once during the course of doing this podcast, I'm going to go on a huge rant about it. I can see it happening. What was I talking about?
I don't know. You're talking about coasts and like we're American.
Oh, yeah, you went to coast something.
You're not.
You guys are in the US. So are you going to TwitchCon this year?
No.
What?
Why not?
Why?
Look, I gotta fix my air unit first. I can't be going on trips.
I have to not get shot.
Yeah. You have to.
That's it.
that's a good day.
On the west side of Philly, so.
God. Where is TwitchCon? Is that like in California or something?
Yeah, it's in LA, yeah. I believe.
Yeah, no, not LA.
Long Beach.
Thanks.
It's gonna be good.
Long Beach, north side.
I'm gonna pretend that I'm a big professional streamer. And like stand in the vicinity of other
people. Wait, what? You're not a professional streamer? Hold on, back up. You're not big? Why am I even here? I'm only here for personal gain. If I can't gain anything from this, then all right, why am I here?
Get in a podcast with someone bigger than. I'm going to TwitchCon.
You're going to TwitchCon, bro?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going
to
be
fun. You're going to have a layover on the East Coast? I'm assuming you can't go straight to California.
Yeah. You can.
JFK or something?
I'm actually going to San Diego.
Oh, it's insane.
It's not a layover. That you're in the same state.
No, I'm staying in San Diego, and I'm going direct from... Yeah. You can do a direct from Heathrow to San Diego.
That's
enjoy your time here in America.
That's ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous?
Planes are wild, dude.
What? RDT's mind is blown. What?
420 was yesterday, bro. Buddy. I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
I mean, just think about planes. Like, they're like 300,000 pounds. They just like float. What? It's weird.
There, dude. Whoa.
It's crazy.
What? Oh my god!
Flying United, yeah, fly United, bruv.
I think I'll pass on that one. I don't want to get thrown off the plane or anything like that.
When you say thrown off, you mean thrown off?
Yeah, I'm literally thrown off. The I-60. There was a pub quiz, and we all had to do various team names for all the tables in this pub quiz. It was quite a like large event, but
what was your team name?
Ours was Facepalm Scumbags.
Not bad.
But there was so many team names relating to United Airlines. Many variations around it.
Yeah.
They were hilarious, some of them. It is ridiculous.
Right. Oh. Yeah, that dude got rocked.
He did.
Well, we've already jumped into hot topic real life events. So we just... completely gone away from games.
Well, TKO'd, you know, it's one of those podcasts that it can go anywhere. You never know where it's going to end up.
Chill podcast, bro.
I mean, I had a list of things to talk about. We got through that in like 10 minutes. So now I know that kind of list will last 10 minutes. I can better associate how long we're going to need and how long a list we're going to need for the kind of topics that we're going
to
talk about.
I think we need to start a spreadsheet. You need to start a spreadsheet for this if you don't already have one. We need a sheet that we can all contribute to and throw in topics and guests and stuff like that.
It's probably a good idea. My life revolves around spreadsheets. It is. They are the glue that binds us all together.
I disagree.
Is that me hammering here? He's our Google boy, isn't he?
We got spreadsheets. Later. Spreadsheets just work. See, the chat knows. The chat knows.
They never worked for me. I can't get them to work. You need a degree in spreadsheets to make those things work. So I can't do math. So I can't spell either.
Damn.
Like, there's only two words I know how to spell, and that's divorce and banana. That's it. Those are the only two words I know how to spell. So.
A Boeing 747 weighs about 450 tons. That's crazy.
Thank you for that fun fact.
This is RDT's revelation of how good planes are.
Oh man, those scientists—they're something else.
What a voice! I can't get up. Is this going to be a segment of the podcast every single week where RDT has some major revelation?
An RDT's cheap beer minute. Oh, RDT's cheap beer minute and also revelations, I guess, is a good one.
What? Wait, you don't drink beer. No, you drink apple juice.
It's
apple
pure juice. Genesee apple juice. Cream ale apple juice. Yeah. That's $14 per 30 cans of apple juice. It's greatest deal I can find.
So RD, what did you say? RDT's what minute?
Cheap beer minute.
Cheap apple juice minute.
Cheap apple juice minute.
Is this going to be where you give us deals on the showcase the best apple juice?
It
around?
Can just be cheap. Any type of apple juice. Whiskey apple juice. Beer, apple juice, stuff like that.
Can I just ask, first of all, is this suggestions you're going to give to people, or are you asking for suggestions so you can then go get hammered on apple juice?
It's going to be like a review.
It's going to be a review?
Like an apple juice review, I see.
Apple juice reviews.
Have you got that prepared for this week?
No, I mean, I could just...
That's next week.
Okay, the segments will start next week. What are we going to have some segments?
Boats can float. That's ridiculous.
Obviously, we're going to have a guest. We're going to have RDT's revelation and apple juice segment now. We're going to have the Q&A at the end with the community. That's going to be a thing. Yeah,
we're doing that today too, right?
No, that's next week.
It's next week.
We've said that repeatedly.
He is correct. Repeatedly.
What other segments are we going to have? We'll take ideas from the chat. What segments do you want? We need musical stings for segments. I think that's over our head. A little bit.
What? Rap battle at some point, just saying,
Oh, goodness.
It's
think A to the J is still here, so you might get him worked up.
He's going to type in all.
Yeah, A to the shake it.
Nah shows us a rednecky item segment. Look, I just told you
he's wearing a hat right now.
I'm a jabroni. Look, I had to get this hat from my uncle, and this hat has done more in its entire life than I ever thought about doing. Okay? So, I'm a poser. All right? Don't be expecting anything like that from me.
I just play
the character. I'm just a method actor. Okay? And when I go out into the real world, that's just role research. Okay?
A new segment related to cars and motorsport. Yeah, we'll have some sort of motorsporty car thing. And in real life cars, someone asked to fill off. I have a car. Do you too?
I do have a car as well.
I do not.
You do not have a car.
It's got a tractor.
Yeah.
It's way better.
Yeah, I've got a tractor.
We've got an interloper, yes?
Hello.
This is a random.
Just curious. We're in the middle of the podcast.
Hello, Xerxy.
Podcast hype.
He did it.
Yeah.
Unofficial guest.
You're going to be a guest on this podcast 1 week.
I'm not cool enough.
You're not cool enough. Oh. Yeah, of course she is.
I'm on this show. Like, come on now.
Then I'd be cool.
Yeah, she wants your hat. Okay. Well, we can work something out.
Pink one.
A pink one. Okay. We'll get that for when you are on the podcast.
I see a me.
What?
See,
yeah, you're in the chat. There
you
are.
Alec. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just curious.
Yeah, of course.
Xerxy, say this. What, am I not enough for you people? Come on. I went through great lengths to be here.
Part of the schedule, just saying. Maybe next time.
People don't think the tractor is big or green enough, so I don't really think it's that sexy.
What's your car, RDT?
My car, I drive a 2004 two-door Honda Accord with like 67,000 miles or something like that. And a rear bumper that is indented right now because someone kicked it.
Someone kicked it?
It's a beautiful machine. Yeah. It's really annoying because now my bumper is over my exhaust pipe.
Oh, wow.
That's, why did someone kick
Philadelphia, it? Man.
Because it's Philadelphia.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It was outside. That's why they kicked it. It was just...
it was outside and ripe for the kicking.
Yes. Race it up.
So we got two closest, Hondas. Two Hondas.
The closest thing I have to a car. I could drive it if I want to, but when I tell you what it is, you'll know why. It's a 1997 Chevrolet Cavalier four-door in white. It's a pussy-getting machine, let me tell you. It's got 140,000 miles on it, and it's... I don't want to ever look at it, so I don't.
Do you wear that hat when you drive it?
No.
That sounds like the first question you guys should ask every guest that comes on, what car do you drive? I mean, yeah, that works.
That sounds pretty good.
For the purposes of clarity, I drive a 2007 Honda Civic Mark 8. So for those who... Sometimes people ask what car I have in real life. So we're Honda bros. Tech power.
A lot of people saying, or I saw somebody say the Philly. Yeah, it's known as the city of brotherly love, but the people that live here know it's the city of brotherly shove. So it's not.
So we're looking at, I was just looking back on the ideas for segments. We got random Wikipedia pages and talk about the content. We've got
random Wikipedia pages.
Choke of the week clips.
Ooh.
Could submit us a...
I kind of like that.
Sounds
Since
interesting.
It is the Choking Hazard podcast.
Yeah, it's in the name. we haven't talked about the name. We'll talk about more depth next week about the name, but obviously relating to the fact that... that was the other thing that we all had in common. Apart from the being on different platforms, that's not something that we have in common, but we cover all the bases. The thing that we have in common on those platforms is that we're all GT2 drivers in the MCC on those primary platforms.
Ooh. Drove in every single GT, so...
Yeah, but primarily
GT2 on his main platform.
Yeah, the main platform, I was a GT2
driver. Okay.
And if there was ever to be an MCEC4, I would probably be back in GT2 there as well. I was saying, if that's not a confirmation, don't start getting excited, chat.
MCEC4 confirmed.
No... I didn't say that.
Hashtag MCC4.
You said if.
Happening this summer. Yeah. Fantastic. Good job.
Damn it. God damn it.
I was a GT2 driver. I should have won the first, but I looked at Jerry and got beached on a rock.
Oh, no.
You choked it.
Yeah, I choked it.
No, didn't you? You both choked the first race of MCC3, right?
Were both in
the lead.
I did, in the Stinger. We were in the Stinger, and I was in like second, and I missed a mid-drive
The Stinger was GT3.
Was
you were
GT3.
In the Coquette.
Coquette
Classic.
The Coquette, that's right. Coquette, yeah. I missed a mid-drive in the left-hander coming into the Sandy Shore section that's right across from the railroad turn.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I missed that mid-drive there. Vickstro got it, and he beat me.
Yeah.
So we both choked it.
There you go. And I choke all the time. So this is the Choking Hazard podcast. But RDT's going to have a bone to pick with this. Go on.
I need to clear this up right now with everybody watching.
I fully agree with this, by the way. What he's about to say, I know what he's about to say, and I fully agree with it.
I don't know what he's going to say.
When you're in 15th place or whatever, and you crash into a wall, that's not a choke. Choking is when a high-pressure situation, you're like... first to fifth, you're either on a good lap, you know, and you crash and you lose your position. Every little crash is not a choke. It's a crash.
Thank you.
I,
Thank
you. I need to change that command.
The chunk counter. Any time, if someone crashes into me, it's clearly their fault. I get thrown across the track. It wasn't anything to do with me. Someone will put chunk counter. That's another one for the chunk counter. Chunk emote goes in the chat. It's not a chunk. I was like in last place anyway. That's not where the chunk is. People don't understand. I mean, I choke all the time anyway. You don't need to make up chokes for just every single crash. I choke in these high-pressure situations anyway. But yeah, the choke counter is rigged. It's like, it's at least 3 times higher than it should be.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I fully agree.
I don't have an opinion. Keep doing what you're doing, chat. You're doing
it right now. Of course. So yeah, we all have a propensity for choking. So you know it works. It works well with the choking hazard part, and it is. Everybody, I guess this is my podcast, so it was always going to be choking related. And these are my co-hosts, and we all choke. And well, maybe that's a guest that we could what we could ask the guest every week. Like, what's your biggest choke in GTA racing or life? Maybe
yeah, or life, because we might have people that are not in GTA racing. Yeah, that might
true.
Be a thing.
This is true. True.
So what car? What's your car? And what's your biggest choke in life? Yeah, that's probably pretty good, I'd say.
Oh man. Okay. Do we have anything more to say, or are we good for the first episode?
Well, someone brought it up earlier. We could talk about the amount of cheaters on PC in GTA Online. You don't know? Neither of you know what's going on right now. It's a disaster.
I've heard that. Like, I heard a little bit about
PC. Really?
This is
that
why
is so
you know
solid.
Hacking on PC.
Nice.
This is the thing. Like, every platform has its advantages and disadvantages, but nobody sees the disadvantages on their own platform. They only see all the good parts.
Oh, I know Xbox is.
Yeah,
a piece
I don't
of crap,
see the disadvantages because I play in private sessions. No one should be playing in public sessions on GTA.
Yeah, I saw something about the like people were changing people's levels or something, but that was a few weeks ago, was it? Has it escalated
That's
since
been
then?
Recent. A couple of people that I know are like $0, zero level, and they had, you know, millions and, you know, they were level 500, 600, somewhere in there, all down to zero, done. Gone.
Someone just mentioned the flyers.
Wow. That's crazy. So it's just, you've got to stay out of public sessions.
Basically.
I mean, when we did the last stream, was it the i60 stream we were on PC? Or the one before that? I'm sure there was a modder even within the stream crew. And he sent us all
it's
through
so
the
easy
ground
to
or
use
something.
And run. It's so easy.
It's ridiculous. But how can they, what can they do? Like, how can they possibly
not
fix
have
it?
A peer-to-peer based matchmaking system? Yeah. That's number one.
Yeah.
Have dedicated servers with proper anti-cheat. I mean, it's not the cheater's fault. Let's be honest. It's Rockstar's fault. They didn't do a good enough job. They went with a peer-to-peer system, and you get what comes with that. That's just how it works.
Oh, he's gone again.
he's left us again.
He's left us. Oh, he's back. That was quick. Yeah, to be fair.
Did I miss anything?
I think for GTA 6, whenever it happens, if it happens, and we get a new GTA Online offering, it has to be dedicated servers. In 2017, that apple juice sound.
Don't worry about it.
they have to have dedicated servers on a multiplayer game these days. It has to be a thing. You can't do peer to peer anymore.
No, you just can't.
RDT doesn't look like I thought enough.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't look enough like you wanted me to.
Yeah.
What, you did? You don't? What is his undercut not good enough for you? Do you think he looked
that's,
more like?
Hey,
a
that's
hipster?
A that's an undercut. Really.
If you'd been like 70% of what he thought you were going to look like, you would have been fine. But because you're only like 40%, it's just not enough. That's it. He's unhappy.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Not 0.4. Yeah, let's get him talking
about
it.
Everyone always sees, you know, the bad parts of cheating, you know, the people draining levels and everything, but things like the shenanigans that we did, if you've watched those on this channel.
Yeah, and all the events, special events.
Yeah, and all the special events, those things couldn't be done without it. So it's kind of a, It's a hard situation.
They could be done without it if Rockstar weren't so tight on how their controls of everything. If we could have emergency races and multi-class races and cater the experience to what we wanted directly in the game, then that's why these RP servers are becoming so popular.
Yeah, we could talk about that too. That's a good
topic. I really
want
to get involved
about.
In that. I really do.
That has taken off.
Yeah.
GTA RP has just sailed into popularity. It's pretty good because you get a lot of large streamers in there, you know, playing their characters, and you get a lot of people who aren't streamers who are good characters, and it's really taken Twitch
really,
by storm.
I really want to get involved. I want to just get in there and do something. I'm so into that roleplay aspect. I always used to watch the Arma 3 videos and stuff like that, and DayZ, I want to do that, but it's just knowing where to start and what to do. But I noticed Rockstar put up a little thing on their website about it, about unofficial servers, and it can get taken down. I think they've put that up there as something to fall back on. Like, if they've got...
Yeah, when they start banning people.
If something happens that's a problem, they can take it down and say, look, we've always said this. But they can leave up the popular ones or the ones that aren't doing anything wrong, as long as people own the game and stuff.
Firecall, notice my mic.
Because...
sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. Because they're getting so much more popularity from it. GTA is getting out there with so these big streamers all playing it. It makes people want to get back into the game. So there's no negatives for their aspect, but yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get involved in that.
Yeah, you know, it's always kind of been looked down upon by Rockstar, I think. You know, the third party servers, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Xerxy, how you doing?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to the money again, doesn't it? And the shark cards.
But I guess
with
so.
PC being such
a
mess.
I did see I forget where I saw a post, but I did see a decent explanation for the shark cards. I think it was in one of the Slack chats.
You know, blah, blah, blah. This is the only way we can give you the free content and not split up the community, yada, yada, whatever. Like,
it's
I don't
a
have
very
a problem with shark
answer,
cards. It's their
sense.
Low value that's my problem.
Yeah, like, they are ridiculous.
Having a boat that is a glorified safe house that costs $100 is unacceptable, in my opinion. It just is.
Yeah, that's fair. So. It is the gross cost of the shark cards. I mean, having the microtransactions in the first place would be fine, but the amount that you get for your money is just insanely small.
Yeah, so. I mean, it used to be okay when the game launched, and then prices went up, and up, and up, and up, and they kept going, so,
yeah,
that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
They've kind of come back down recently, though, with some of the new cars. I will give them credit. Like, the Turismo Classic not being $4 million is an achievement, I will say.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, they also brought in all the special vehicles that were extortionate prices as well.
So. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, so it's a balancing act, I guess.
Yeah,
it's
interesting
some
that
people,
like, some people say about GTA 6 and hope that they've got their shit together for GTA 6 and, you know, all these issues that they have of the game and don't have that and the shark cards not being so bad.
RDT was black. I'm so sorry. He's not black, but he's the blackest guy here. So,
still looking for the white women.
But yeah, the it's going to be so much worse for GTA 6. They're going to have it right from the start. They realized they missed a trick, I think, with the shark cards, and that's why the price has just increased. And they realized how much money they could make a little bit too late to capitalize on it as much as what they would have liked. Because, I mean, the first DLC pack was free. The beach bum, DLC.
It was the beach bum. You remember that? I remember that very well because it took a while. My cop cars I had back on 360 because I glitched them into my garage.
Yeah,
this was ages ago. Yeah, and it took them all because this was back when you had one garage.
Yeah,
and I filled that thing up. It was 10 of them.
Yeah,
and all gone. I came back to an empty white room and some flip flops.
They're gonna monetize everything. Every single thing will be buyable. The shark cards will be in from the start. The prices will be balanced the way that they want them to be, rather than how they've been balanced at the start of GTA 5, where it was, you could say, reasonable. Like, you know, the most expensive car at the start of GTA 5 was $1 million, wasn't it? With the adder?
The adder,
So we've come a long way since then, and most of those top sport cars were 100k, 200k. That's not going to happen for GTA 6.
Or free.
So. Yeah, the LG. Still the best. At least that's still the
best after all this time.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Is that true?
What?
Masacro is probably better if you initiate a slight drift or something like that.
Please, I don't know, something like that. Let that joke die.
This guy.
Just let it die.
Drift pasta.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not really Rockstar. It is Take-Two. Take-Two are notorious for being money-driven to the point of ridiculousness, and it is a lot of them, but... Yeah, slight drift. God damn it. You know what? That's how we're going to end. That's how we're going to end the first episode.
That's how it's going to end.
So, yeah, that is going to be it for the first episode. In future episodes, we'll have the segments all sorted out. We're going to have
a guest on.
Yeah, topics to talk about. It's gonna get better. It's gonna change as the podcast goes on. Obviously, every single week is gonna get a little bit different and hopefully better. You never know. But
it'll get better. Trust me.
We're in it for the long haul. Now we've started it. We've got the first one done. From this point on, it should be at least a little bit easier than as long as this first one's taken. So the next one will be next week and. These are going to go up on YouTube and they're going to be uploaded every single week as well. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. Hopefully you guys enjoyed.
One hour, I feel cheated. I do.
We have after podcasts.
We got stuff to do after. Yeah, so. Right now, because it's non-GTA Friday stream, we're going to start playing some games. And we're going to all play some games together. But obviously for those people watching this on YouTube afterwards, you're not going to see all that. So, you know, if you want to...
So tune into the stream.
I say this about the content creator streams as well. If you want to see the podcast a few days early, get there as soon as it's done. You can watch it live, get involved in the chat, come to the streams on Friday. I'm actually impressed. This is the most amount of viewers I think we've ever had on a Friday. 300 pretty much all the way through.
How many people is it?
About 300 all the way through, so I'm impressed.
People.
Yeah, don't look if you're gonna get nervous. Don't look. All right, guys.
I got the viewers right there.
That'll be it
the whole time
for the first episode of the podcast.
My chair's so shit.
Here we go. There's
just a wicker.
That's
chair.
How we should end it. We need to see the chairs. There we go. There's RDTs. Come on, Nos. Show your chair.
Come on.
There it is.
There you go.
Look at that shine.
He's wearing jeans, too. He's a real American.
I hope you're happy with that.
There we go.
Hope you're happy.
Okay, guys, that'll be it for the podcast. We shall see you next week to do this all over again with guests and segments and maybe a little bit more professional. Okay. See you all later, guys. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching, everybody.